Regarding your first project work, I'm happy to tell you that during the last 2 months, your travel community of Alps for Beginners has grown to more than 800 members, even if you stopped publishing new posts. The algorithm noticed, of course, that all the contents and comments of the community are generated by the same people. That's why it is not recommending the community to many other Facebook users, as it did at the beginning. In case of the community of Dolomites for Beginners instead, the real users started posting almost immediately because the Dolomites are a small region compared to the rest of the Alps and more touristic. However, our objective is to decrease over-tourism in the whole Alps, not just in the Dolomites. That's why we called our community Alps for Beginners. We already decreased over-tourism in the Dolomites thanks to the other community. So you have to be patient and wait until the community has grown to more than 1,000 members and attracted some real users. During this course, keep posting in your community as you did in the previous semester, with an average of one post per week if you have an old Facebook account. The requisites to be admitted to the exam are the same as the previous semester: 10 posts if you have an old account, or 300 comments if you have a new one. As always, try to comment also the comments of the other group members, as this gives a huge boost to the group engagement. And do not publish more than one post per day to increase the reach of your posts.
Regarding your second project work on spreading our human heritage, your 20 TikTok channels are helping many people find meaning in their life in the age of singularity, now that books are out of fashion. You are showing humanity that life is not just about solving one miserable problem after another in order to survive. There are also things that inspire us and that make us glad to wake up every morning. As you know, the humble objective of our second project work is to reach 1 billion visualizations per year. Humanity is shaped by a few people, and you may be among them if you keep doing this project work. To unlock the full potential of your channels, in this semester, each one of you will become the administrator of an individual TikTok channel in the same language of your group. You will find a new table at the end of our Google Sheet with the TikTok channel associated to each one of you. The old administrators will keep the channel they already opened in the last semester, and the other ones will open a new channel, choosing a different name, a different description, a different logo, and different hashtags. Only the videos uploaded will be the same. They are exactly the same videos that you already made in the first semester. Each one of you will post them 4 times per day to get the maximum number of visualizations, at 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 18 o'clock, and at 21 o'clock, exactly as you did in the previous semester. Use Metricool, Buffer, and/or TikTok Studio to upload the videos in advance. Starting from January, unfortunately, Metricool decreased the maximum number of posts that you can schedule per month from 50 to 20, so you won't be able to use it almost exclusively as you did in the previous semester, and you would need to alternate its use with Buffer. When you upload a video, you will use the same videos that you and your companions already made during the first semester, even if your TikTok channel is a new one. Notice that the total number of short videos in meanwhile increased from 875 to 940. So this semester, you also have to create the new videos up to the video number 940. You can split this task between the members of your group. In case of doubts, ask to the companions of your group.
The last project work is that of generating a full movie with AI. The movie will be based on the travel book Shibono, available in the Moodle in 2 languages, English and Spanish. You will also find the preview of the first minutes of the movie generated by Google VO 3.1. You will notice that sometimes the protagonists looks younger or older than normal, or have different facial expressions or different dresses. This happens because the video generator doesn't remember the previous videos that it generated, so the consistency of characters is not guaranteed. There is a feature of Google VO that should solve this issue, but at present is only available to Google AI Ultra users. Before next lesson, install on your laptop CapCut tool that you will use to organize all your video clips in video sequences, and subscribe to Google AI Pro, which is totally free for university students and give you 1,000 credits per month to generate videos. Normally, a video clip of 8 seconds is worth 20 credits, so you generate 50 video clips per month. These are not enough to generate a whole movie. That's why we will split the movie in several scenes, and each group will make only a few scenes. The movie preview stops when Florinda arrives the Shibono, which is the end of the first part of the book. The real story starts now. It's all about the interactions that Florinda has with the town dwellers. We will try to cover the basics of filmmaking in the next lesson to help you making the rest of the movie.